Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Los Angeles socialite. When you usually have those words, Los Angeles socialite, or socialite in any stretch of the imagination, it usually means someone who makes bad decisions. Someone who is very much into themselves in an extreme narcissistic way and will make poor choices. Rebecca Grossman is one of them. She's 60 years old and she faces murder charges for a 2020 hit and run that killed two children. It's a totally messed up case. I don't even know why, like, socialite, you know, it's like this is your title in life. Oh, they're a socialite. Whoever died going, oh, they were a socialite. What a great life that must have been. Or at least making any sort of impact on society. Might have been fun, sure.
And but I think we tend to think of them as true, real housewives.
Yeah, I think that's like today's.
There's some that are good and they're philanthropic and they give. And
oh,
they
yeah, like
good.
Ghislaine Maxwell. She was a socialite.
She was great. I mean, look at all the contributions she made.
Exactly.
But, you know, so I'm sure there are some good ones, but I think we just think of arguing bitchy women.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's tends to be what that is defined as quite often. Rebecca Grossman.
Oh, I forgot. Entitled.
Excuse me. Yeah. Entitled. 60 years old, former magazine publisher, walked arm in arm with her plastic surgeon husband, Peter Grossman, into the Van Nuys courthouse for the commencement of her murder trial. Grossman is accused of killing two young brothers in a drunken hit and run, allegedly racing her reported lover, former MLB star Scott Erickson, at the time of the fatal crash. Rebecca Grossman faces up to 34 years behind bars on two counts of second-degree murder for the 2020 deaths of Jacob Iskander, who was 8 at the time, and Mark Iskander, who was 11. The incident occurred on September 29th of 2020 when Rebecca, allegedly speeding at 71 miles an hour, plowed into the two boys walking inside a crosswalk in Westlake Village. The collision launched Mark more than 250 feet, leading to his immediate death. Jacob passed away several hours later at the hospital. Witnesses reported that Grossman was racing with Scott Erickson, who was in another car at the time of the crash. The pair, reportedly in a relationship, had allegedly been drinking at a nearby restaurant prior to the collision. Prosecutors planned to present evidence that Rebecca had Valium in her system during the crash, further hindering her ability to drive despite maintaining innocence and blowing a .076. Grossman faces charges of two counts of vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence and one count of hit-and-run driving resulting in death. The court is allowed to provide jurors with evidence of Grossman's alleged love affair with Erickson at the time of the crash, as ruled by Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge Joseph Brandolino. There we go. Rebecca Grossman maintains her innocence, denying any involvement in the collision with the boys.
Wasn't there.
Kind of in the car. However, Nancy Iskander, the grieving mother, contends that both Grossman and Erickson were driving at excessive speeds before the tragic incident occurred. Nancy, who narrowly avoided the collision with her young son, Zachary, expressed frustration that neither party stopped after the incident, making it difficult for her to determine which vehicle struck her sons. According to Nancy's account, she and Jacob were on inline skates, crossing the road at a crosswalk. While Mark was on his skateboard, Zachary, then 5 years old, was on a scooter, accompanied by her husband and daughter, jogging nearby. Mark was declared dead at the scene, and Jacob succumbed to his injuries hours later at the hospital. The upcoming trial is expected to feature testimony from a California Highway Patrol officer who had previously pulled over Rebecca for speeding at 92 miles an hour, warning her about potential dangers. The court may also hear from Robert Apdaca, a former L.A. County Sheriff's deputy specializing in traffic crashes. During the preliminary hearing, Apdaca estimated Rebecca's speed at 71.7 miles per hour at the time of the collision, with the car's computer indicating 73. He revealed that 11-year-old Mark was thrown 254 feet, the furthest he had witnessed a person being tossed in a crash. Another deputy, Rafael Mea, testified that he found Rebecca a third of a mile away from the crash site, where she had pulled over and expressed confusion about why her airbag had deployed. Gee, I wonder. Scott Erickson faced a misdemeanor charge in his case. It resulted in February 2022, with his attorney asserting his non-involvement in the hit-and-run. Rebecca Grossman has pled not guilty and is currently out on a $2 million bond. I got to say, if I were the parent and I lost two kids, she's very lucky that she hasn't been the victim of a hitman at this point in time. Because I think if I were the parent and she did this and she's all arrogant and still, you know, all narcissistic and shit and out there being her socialite self, I don't think she'd be making it to court, quite honestly.
And it seems to me that, for one thing, I think it's interesting that her plastic surgeon husband is standing by her in court when this whole thing revolves around her. I guess she's racing with her lover to the rendezvous destination. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Going so fast. But he, with only getting that misdemeanor charge, my guess is there, since her airbag deployed, there was damage on her car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing his airbag didn't deploy. There's not damage on his car. It would have all happened so fast with two cars speeding by it. I mean, you know, and like when I'm out walking my dog and a car goes by at 40, I'm like, my God, you're going fast in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
At 71,
mm-hmm.
and you're right there at a crosswalk.
And you ran over two kids?
Kids. Like, how could you even live with yourself? I would be like, you know, my guess is she didn't even see him. But the evidence points to your airbag deployed. I'm sure there's damage on her car. They wouldn't have charged her if there wasn't. They've got evidence of all that.
Wonder why my airbag deployed. If you're sitting there wondering why your airbag deployed, yes, you are guilty of your crime.
Does it have anything to do with the two children?
You just ran over.
That were just hit in that intersection.
Yeah.
And I could not live with myself if I had done anything like that.
Well, you're not an evil narcissist socialite.
One can only aspire.
One can only aspire to live up to the life standards that she has set for herself and all of her socialite friends around her.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who pieced together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.